You're listening to Arise and Shine, the podcast, and today you get to hang out one-on-one just with me, Emma. And I am so pleased that you have decided to join me today, and I hope that the message that I bring for you is exactly what you need to hear to feel encouraged wherever you are. Life is a journey, and I'm so glad to be doing this with you. So let's dive into today's reflection. And hey, if you want to get in touch with me personally, I'll be hanging out in our Facebook community group, and I hope to see you there. Hello and welcome to my very first solo podcast. You are here with Emma Jensen. It is so good to have you here. I actually wish that you were here with me though, because this is a little bit strange. Normally I would be having a conversation with somebody else, but it's actually just a conversation with me. But that's okay. I'm going to picture as though you are here, and the reason why you are here is because you want to get to know more about me. So this is my first solo podcast, but this is about my fifth take, because it's just a little bit strange, but that's okay. Practice makes perfect, so they say. And the reason why I'm in my wardrobe is because people say, well, the professionals say, if you are recording at home, one of the best places to do it is in your wardrobe, because it is, yeah, almost soundproof, and it's got great insulation. So whatever that means, this is, yeah, a good place to do it. So that's where I am. I'm in my sitting on the floor of my wardrobe. But anyway, I actually wish I made a cup of tea, because by the fifth take, I'm starting to get a little bit thirsty. So yes, my name is Emma Jensen, and I am a young married mum. I married my husband Scott when I was 19. We've had three children. We've got three boys, ages 1, 3, and almost 5. Life is very, very full and very, very busy, and it's messy and it's chaotic, but it's absolutely awesome. And we are definitely very happy, and no, we are not looking at having any more children in the near future. I also work part-time in my husband's family business. I do administration and account support to my wonderful mother-in-law, which I really, really enjoy. And one of the other things that I'm doing while I'm working there is training in management and leadership. And I am really, really enjoying that. In my high school years, I was not very academically inclined. So to get into my 20s and, yeah, start to have that interest now of learning and realizing that you can actually enjoy learning when you are studying and getting to know more about the stuff that really interests you. So that is really cool. Each aspect of my life is very enjoyable at the moment. And we just live out in a small country town. It's very beautiful. It's very quiet. It has a gorgeous, gorgeous sense of community out here. I've got some beautiful friends, and there's a beautiful, beautiful little school that we'll be sending our kids to out here. And it is everything that I have ever, ever dreamed of. So I'm very blessed, and I'm very, very, very thankful. So that's about as far as I go. I am just a young mum. I love my kids, and I love my part-time job, and my life is just working and juggling all of the elements in my life, from my kids to my husband and to my social life and things like that. So it's, yeah, really cool. The thing that really inspired me to podcast is actually listening to podcasts myself. I have a few that I sort of alternate through. If you've not listened to podcasts before, I really suggest you find something that you're interested in and find the podcast that you enjoy listening to. It's just so good to you know, when you are at home most of the time and you do just have young kids, day TV is so boring. I just chuck on a podcast and I fold my washing and I cook my dinner and I do my housework while I'm enjoying and listening to these podcasts, so I can be learning and folding my washing. It's really, really cool. So some of the ones that I listen to is Pat Flynn's. He has Smart Passive Income. It's really cool for just business type stuff, blogging and podcasting, things like that. He quite often has interviews and stuff on there, which is really interesting. There is the Online Marketing Academy, which is really cool as well. There is also the other one I'm really enjoying at the moment is Gold Digger by Jenna Kutcher. She's super inspiring. She's a photographer, but she just podcasts about life as well. I really enjoy hers. And the other one, my husband is absolutely obsessed with Joe Rogan, which every now and then he'll have a really interesting person or guest on his show. His is the most number one listened to podcast, I believe. At least it was when I was listening to it, which is super interesting and awesome too. But there are loads, like so many different podcasts that you can listen to about fitness, anything from the TV shows you watch or business, marketing, whatever element of your life that you are going through, somebody else is already talking about it through a podcast. So I suggest that you would check that out. So definitely what I would like to see from doing this podcast is just to have people who are like me and who are at home. There's not really very many people doing what we are doing, which is having conversation just about general life and stuff, sharing our stories and the stuff that we have been through. We've got some amazing friends with just the best, like just life-changing stuff that we talk about and that we've been through that could help so many people who are maybe just sitting at home, or definitely sort of targeted at women in particular. But I guess we will unfold more of that as we do start to release some of our podcasting episodes. There's just not very much like that. And what I would love to see is people tuning into that and just, yeah, taking away value that they can implement into their life and start to change some of the aspects that they're challenging, or, you know, maybe they're going through tough circumstances and they can hear that somebody has gone through that or been through that and they don't have to, yeah, deal with that anymore. So that is definitely something that I'm really, really excited about, and not exactly sure how that's going to look. We are trying to definitely maintain the most authentic, unedited type feel. Definitely won't be a creative type thing. It will just be exactly how it is and exactly how we say it. So if you're starting here on the beginning of our journey, I'm really excited for you to watch it unfold. People have sort of been looking at us thinking, you know, is it a network marketing thing or what are you trying to sell? It's definitely not like that at all. It is just us day-to-day ordinary mums who, just want to share that value and have those encounters through online, because what an awesome way to be able to reach people just nationally or internationally. People overseas will be able to hear us all the way in this small country town. So if you are local and you know us, we would so love your support. Even just little encouraging comments, and you could leave reviews or maybe suggest it to somebody to listen to, just to help us get our message out there. That would be amazing. So I need to have a little breath because there's nobody else here giving me a break to talk. I don't know how lecturers do this, or people who have to talk all the time. I guess I will get used to that, and I do need to learn to breathe. Okay, so some of the things that motivate me would definitely have to be, like, I feel really motivated when I listen to music. Definitely if I'm looking to get upbeat or, I don't know, just get in the mood to do stuff, it's definitely music. it has to be music. I just think it breathes life into my soul. And the other thing that motivates me is having spare time. So if I've got a list of jobs to do, I just love to smash through them so that I actually have just time to do nothing or to just enjoy whatever else I like to do, be with my kids and not have to worry about doing the other stuff that I've not done. So time and music definitely motivate me. I feel super, super inspired to podcast basically from the podcasts that I've been listening to. It's funny. I always just dreamt of being a stay-at-home mum, but I never actually realized that being a stay-at-home mum would turn my house into a university. All I do is just listen to podcasts. I think the aerial off the roof of my house blew off in a storm and we have never had it fixed, and I've been so thankful because there is no TV in our house. We have Netflix, which is cool, but all I do is just listen to podcasts, and it'll just be day to day, whatever I feel like getting inspired. I would just do a quick search or see if any of my favorites have released a new episode. I try and keep current with them and what they're up to. That keeps me inspired to learn and to know more, which is what I would like to do as well. Is as we are learning and we are taking in this awesome new content and value, that we can just share that out. Anything that we're learning along the way, people who know us and trust us will be able to hear what we have to say. So we're definitely not experts, but we learn from the experts. So there you go. I think life is all about, actually have a list. I had to write a list. If I didn't have this, I would just be waffling on. So I'm just checking this, and I have on here, life is all about just living out what makes you happy. And that sounds so cliche, but if you're in a dead end job that you hate and you dread going to, you're not living a life that's happy and you're not being authentic to yourself. I would way rather work in a job that makes me happy for less pay than be paid to do a job that I hate, if that makes sense. So I think life is all about being very self-aware of what you want and desire and what your purpose is in life, and then taking up the action to align that with, you know, who you are. That's what I believe life is about. Figuring yourself out and then doing the action to align with that is definitely equals a happy, content life for sure. I think I figured this out. I was actually having this conversation with my husband, Scott, about what it means to be self-aware. And we both agreed that we've always had that awareness of who we are and what our purpose is and what we are called to be. And I think that's why we had our family, because we knew that we wanted to be parents, we knew that we wanted to raise kids, and everything that we have stepped out to do has aligned with our purpose in life as parents and as husband and wife. And it's actually been a really, really enjoyable time these last few years. So that has also inspired and motivated me to now encourage other people who may be in a situation that they're not entirely happy with, and they need somebody to encourage them to make a life-changing decision that will propel them into their life purpose and become more self-aware. So, I think the biggest fear that I have always had, well, definitely in the last couple of years, I can't say that it's always been my biggest fear, but definitely, definitely lately, it would have to be the fear of not reaching your full potential. And what I mean by that is, if you are not reaching your full potential, and you never, like, everybody knows that you only use 10% of your brain capacity, I think that is just nuts. But if you have not reached your full potential physically in your health, and, you know, you're not eating well, you're not sleeping well, you're not taking care of your body, you've not learnt as much as you want to learn, you haven't, I just think that my biggest fear would never to actually reach that point in my life and say, okay, I have 100% reached my life purpose. I think that would have to be my biggest fear. So I'm on the journey of doing that now. I would have to say that if something did happen, I would be happy. Like I feel like every day is a purpose-driven day for me. I'm always aware of what I'm spending my time on, and the value of my relationships is so important to me. Yeah, so I think that I am on the journey towards that. I have a lot of room for improvement, definitely health-wise, but all in all, yeah, I think that would have to be the biggest fear of mine. And I guess, you know, arise and shine for me and for the other girls I know as well is about reaching out to people and giving them the permission and the encouragement that they need in order to propel forward to their full purpose and for their full potential as well. Maybe all that they might need is just somebody to say, you can do it, you deserve it, you're worthy of all good things. You know, we've been in that place where you don't feel like you deserve. Yeah, it's maybe you can relate, maybe you can't, but some of the girls in the Arise and Shine team definitely know how that feels, and they've also been on that same journey, which is why we have linked arms to do this together and to serve together, is so that people don't stay stuck there. They can have that person to come in and be their encourager and their supporter, and I think that is super duper exciting, and I'm so happy to be a part of that. So hopefully, yeah, that will be some of the things that we start to implement. But it has been a little bit challenging to get this up and going. And I think that when you do step out and start to do something new, there's always challenges and there's always setbacks. Like, it's never, ever as easy as what you think it is. And I believe that's what sets people apart from being successful and not being successful. You know, this is not for profit. Like, we are not doing this to, I mean, at least definitely not initially. Like, our heart is just to serve the people around us and do our day job in between. So, and our family, of course, but even just trying to get this up, it's like, why would anything come against us when we are just doing this out of the goodness of our heart? This is taking time away from, you know, other stuff that we could be doing and not stepping out to do this. And there has been a lot of challenges that have come through, just things not aligning or not working out the way that we would anticipate. And I don't know, I always get a little bit excited because I know that when things come against you, it's actually just a challenge to prepare you for something big. So I'm anticipating this to be super big, but I think the challenging thing for me is I am a doer. Like, if I have an idea, I like to do right away, and I don't necessarily map it out as clearly as I should. So the most challenging thing for me is not just zooming straight ahead. I actually have to put a step-by-step foundation into what we are doing and creating so that this can be a sustainable organization that will eventually just spread. Like, we want to touch everybody that we can in our power, and we need to be able to facilitate that. So the challenging thing for me is not just zooming out and worrying about all the details. It's I've had to hold back and just figure a lot of stuff out, which is good. I've had a lot of learning curves. You know, I try and do as much as I can myself. I feel like that gives me power over what I'm doing. So if I want something done, I can just say, yep, I know how to do that. I'm going to do it right now, and nothing's going to hold me back. But I think, yeah, some of the other girls are like, well, settle down. We have to do this, and this. And I'm like, okay. But the passion is definitely there. And yeah, I have learned a lot. Some of the things that I probably wouldn't necessarily do. But like I said, in my 20s, I am now eager to learn. I was not eager to learn when I was between the ages of 14 to 18, but now I am, and I think, yeah, learning a lot more about business as well has been super interesting. But I think, yeah, once we get out there, we're going to be learning a lot more about ourselves too. So we're just preparing for any challenges and any setbacks. We are going to be so ready for this and so steadfast in what we are doing that we will not be shaken. My vision is that all people would know that we are coming. My vision is that lives would be changed and that the hearts of people would change and that they would make decisions because they've been encouraged and inspired by somebody else who has done the same thing in their life. I know that even one of our Rise and Shine girls actually left her job 2 weeks ago in teaching because she felt encouraged and inspired that she no longer served her purpose here, so she left. And I just admire that courage. And we were there supporting her every single step of the way. And she is amazing. And she probably knows that I'm talking about her, so I will not share any more of her story. I'll allow that to be spoken by her. But yeah, I love you and I think you're amazing. My overall experience with all of this is just a journey. I'm just writing it out. Everything that has come so far has been a learning curve, and I realize that I have a lot to learn, but I have come a long way, so I am a work in progress. That's what I say. If I ever make a mistake or change my mind, I'm a work in progress, and I'm constantly maturing and developing in what my skill set is going to be. So I just wish for others to know that our heart is good and we are here to serve. We're not here to promote ourselves. We're not trying to be the next big thing or anything like that. We just want to serve to people, and that's what we're called to do, is to love and to serve. So we're excited about having the platform to do that. It's just going to be amazing. My life motto at the moment is, I've lost it. I have a few that I alternate by. Anyway, you'll soon figure it out. But thank you so much for just checking in and seeing what I'm about. Hopefully that wasn't too boring. Like I did say, I am sitting here in my wardrobe recording this for you. It is almost 10 o'clock at night, so I'm a little bit croaky. I have gigantic eye bags. Like, I seriously need to get some beauty sleep. But anyway, what is that? I'll be up at 6 a.m. with my little baby, and I will be ready to record our first Facebook Live. So if you are listening to this after you've seen our Facebook Live, that is cool. I'm excited to see more, and I would love to hear from you, like just anything. Feel like I'm sort of, we're definitely not doing this alone as I have the other girls, but we sometimes feel like we're just stepping out into no man's land. You know, you always think that people will be there to support and encourage you, and they just don't turn up. So if you're listening, would love, love, love to hear from you. Would love to know, anything about you. Yeah, we're here to connect and we're here to network. So look forward to hearing you soon. Thank you so much again. Hope you have the most amazing day, and I will see you around. Rise and shine.